This is the Janette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store
yes.
on iOS and
Android.
Good stuff, Janette. You know what?
I
wish I had an app that was all about Chance Dolan. And until then, we're just going to have to interview him once a week to get to know
him. What a shame. Just kidding. I'd love to hear his voice.
That would be a weird app.
Yeah, what would be on that app, Chance? What do you reckon you'd have?
Truthfully, you've totally wiped my mind clean with that reference. I have no idea what that would even be. That one caught me off guard. Touche.
There would be an About
Now
Me
section.
Now you
need a moment
alone. There would be a Chance's Choice Cigarettes.
Would you have a choice of where you want to go on the app?
It would be.
You'd have to take a chance.
It would be like a Chance Your Own Adventure.
Oh, that's right. It would just be an app of puns. That's right. Different ways. To use Chance,
man,
while making
must
fun
hate
of people
it.
Who have the name Chance, yeah.
You must
well, the
hate
one
it.
I always remember is Fat Chance and Slim Chance exactly the same thing. Isn't that weird? They mean the same thing. Have you ever thought about that?
Do they both mean people named Chance are all handsome people? Is that what you're trying to imply here?
Hey guys, Korean news.
Korean news, yes. Lots of stuff happening in Korea at the moment. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, so this last week, some very interesting things have happened. Probably on top of everyone's list, I'm not quite sure exactly how to address Park Geun-hye anymore, but the impeached, now ex-president Park Geun-hye, is now in jail.
Yeah.
She's been arrested. So she's doing a lot of firsts. She was the first female president, which is a positive. That's about where the positivity ends.
Yeah.
She was the first democratically elected president to be impeached. She is now the first democratically elected president to have been arrested, apparently. This is what I've been seeing reported. Though there have been other presidents who have been arrested afterwards. And been charged with different things. But that's kind of where we are with Park Geun-hye. What's really interesting now is the cell that she's being held in is pretty nice. I lived in a Gochiwon for a year and a half, maybe year and a half, 2 years, which is basically a janitor's closet. Your bed is on the right side of the room. The left side of the room is your desk.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, my door wouldn't open because I'd leave, like, a bag on the floor and it would hit the door. I mean, this is a janitor's closet. But
so
it was cheap.
You felt like you were living in a prison, Chance.
I wish I could have lived in the prison cell that Park Geun-hye is in. Park Geun-hye has a television. She has her own bathroom, her own toilet. She has a sink. She has a table. She has a cabinet. She has apparently a futon that's lying on the bed, lying on the ground. But a lot of Koreans sleep on the ground.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That doesn't sound as bad to a Korean as it does to perhaps a Westerner.
Sure.
And she has a TV. Now, I don't know what kind of options she has on the TV, but she's got a TV.
Well, I must say, hopefully it's not like the news channel or else she's not going to be particularly entertained by all the stories about her.
I'm not sure if she would watch television. That's a decent point. Well, maybe they've got some nice like video on demand. And then
maybe,
she could
just
drown her sorrows with some nice Korean
She's
dramas.
Just watching M Countdown.
Yeah, I have no idea. This is actually something that's come up. Like, what is she doing in that cell? What would you do in that cell? These are things people are talking about now because aside from the fact that she's been arrested, that's kind of where the story has ended at this point.
Amazing. Maybe she's just in there getting her crayon, like G-Dragon.
Well, that's the other thing. Is like maybe she's going nuts. I mean, that sometimes can happen to people in a cell as well. I think Park Geun-hye has got some pretty, how would you say this? I think she's a very strong, strongly willed woman. I'm not worried about her going nuts in the prison cell. I think she has a lot more time left before she departs this earth.
Well, how long is she expected to be in there?
Well, I mean, so the idea now is that she's been she's been arrested, so you would have a trial. So, for instance, someone who's been indicated in her kind of whole corruption scandal is the de facto head of Samsung, even though he's not technically the head of Samsung. He was arrested a while back.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, is you get arrested and then you see where it goes. So like I said, the story is a little dried up right now. We're going to see what happens.
All right.
I'm sure if there's a trial, which hasn't been determined yet. You know, just because you're arrested doesn't mean there's going to be a trial.
Yeah.
But if there is a trial, I mean, just imagine the team of lawyers that are going to be on both sides. This has many moons to go.
Well, I reckon she might just have a good chance to do some networking while she's in there. There's probably a heap of different Korean CEOs next in the cells next to her.
Well, yeah, as I mentioned, there are other people who are incarcerated at this point who are indicated in this whole giant scandal. But I bet Park Geun-hye is probably just spending a bunch of time with Park Geun-hye. you right now.
Yeah.
She has a private cell. I don't think she's probably mingling with
people. And I'm guessing as the former president of Korea that she perhaps doesn't get much downtime to herself, so maybe she's enjoying it to some extent. Maybe not.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I don't know about that. It's, yeah, we're, there's. I'm sure there's some fan fiction out there talking about what's going on.
Sometimes I feel like I need to be put in prison to be left alone, Chance.
Well, we should all be so lucky to be in this prison. Like I said, this is nice.
Jeanette and J-John, Asian Pop Radio.
This is the Jeanette and J-John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. Now, what else is happening? Obviously, the Seoul Ferry has been taken up to the bank, I guess, right? And they've been
going through it. So they raised the Sewol. This has been going on for several days. They raised it. They put it on a semi-submersible craft that basically towed it into port. It's now at port in Mokpo. There was not just in the last few days, but within the last week or so, I don't remember the exact date, there was a real sad development with the Sewol. They found some bones basically just on the ship. And they're still looking for 9 people. So people were like, okay, you know, they found some remains.
Yeah.
This was expected. Mm. Turns out false alarm and a real kick in the pants, probably to people who are still waiting to find the remains of someone they've lost because they were turned. They were apparently analyzed, and they turned out to be animal bones.
Oh, wow.
So there's no more details on that, but that's basically they're not human remains.
So quite possibly from the kitchen, and they had like a whole heap of, you know, meat.
I don't know. My immediate thing was that maybe a fish got in there and died. But there was some food somewhere. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah.
So it's at port now. Apparently, they're going to spend several days cleaning it. And sterilizing it is how I've seen it being reported before they're even going to start going in there and trying to find, hopefully, actual remains.
Yeah, look, and then also such an ongoing... such an ongoing saga for the families, of the members that had, you know, been lost in that boat. And it's kind of like MH370. Like you never seem to get an answer to these people that desperately need it.
Yeah. Didn't, is that an Australian thing? MH370.
The Malaysian Airlines plane that went down.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
A few years ago now.
Yeah. No, sorry. You caught me off guard. I'm like, what's this lingo that I know?
No, always,
but you're right. So,
always ongoing news here.
Yeah. That's even more mysterious because that one they still don't know, right?
Well, they still don't know where the plane is.
There, but they don't know where it is. But the Sewol, they know basically what happened. They think they basically know what happened, but now they kind of have to prove it. And so it's a completely different situation. I'd say a much better situation because at least they have a lot to go on, and hopefully they'll have more information later on. So
for sure.
It's an interesting comparison to try to draw, because at least with the Sewol, they have the ship, the captain's in jail, other people who were involved in this have been punished in one way or the other. As I mentioned before, they've dismantled the Coast Guard. So all these different things have happened.
Mm.
And just like Pakpen Hei, this is something where we're not necessarily getting updates day to day, but there's going to be a lot more news on this in the coming weeks, the coming months. This will not end anytime soon.
Well, let's hope there's a bit of closure for the people that need it sometime soon.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. The Sewol families have been repeatedly abused left and right here in the country. That's about the one thing that I can tell you has been constant since that ship sank, is just the mud that these people have been drugged through. So maybe in the end they might have some closure, but I think that's a little ways off.
Anything else notable being reported on at Korea FM, Chance?
Yeah, the air in Korea is horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so in the last this last week, I've seen some different reports. I've seen that Seoul for one day was the worst air quality in the entire world.
Oh, wow.
I also saw a report that said that they're now recording the most air pollution in Seoul than they've ever recorded before. It's pretty bad. As I mentioned before, I'm in Busan, so it's a little better here. I haven't been checking it because it just noticeably has not been as bad as what I'm seeing in Seoul. But a lot of my friends who have just been kind of like not paying attention to this, because this has been happening on and off, you know, for years, but this is now really bad. A lot of my friends have gotten masks. It's a real thing that people are really worried about now.
Yeah.
So this is a big health concern. It's only going to get worse. And this lie that gets propagated both by government institutions, government spokespeople, and also the Korean media that China is to blame is really a falsehood. China does send PM 2.5 is the term that gets used a lot, particulate matter, right? And it does come to Korea from China. That is true. But China is only part of the problem. And there are countless studies out there that are showing that Korea really needs to look at itself for this.
Well, easier to blame everyone around you than actually making the effort to change things yourself. So hopefully they are changing. I mean, you know, Australia is really no one to be out on the forefront saying we're amazing and waving our flag. But
You guys just closed there, or you're in the process, or you just closed that really bad coal plant.
That's true.
The worst one in the world, or at least in your area. So, yeah, I think you're making some slow progress. Korea, I did a report a year or two ago. I don't remember exactly, but they actually have coal plants that are in construction or slated to be constructed within the next 5, 10, 15 years.
Oh, so
they're going the wrong way with this.
Okay, well, let's hope the solution for everyone isn't nuclear.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the other thing, though. To bring that up, they're also increasing their nuclear power in South Korea.
Good times, good times.
It's a great time in South Korea.
All right, Chance, how do we find out more about Korea FM?
Yeah, of course, KoreaFM.net. Check us out, just like you guys talked about earlier, in iTunes, Stitcher, any podcasting application that you have. We do 1 to 2 full-length episodes, which are 10 or more minutes, and then we do 1 to 2 perhaps even 3, depending on the week, Korea FM Korean news updates that also appear on Asian Pop Radio.
They very much do. Thank you very much.
You bet. Good to talk to you guys.
This is Jeanette and John on Asian Pop Radio going to the very appropriately titled Itaewon Freedom by UV on Asian Pop Radio. Thanks, guys. If you like what you hear, remember to subscribe to us via iTunes. Search Asian Pop Radio. You can search Asian Pop Radio on every platform, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. You'll be able to follow us and like us and stay up to date with all things that are happening. We would really appreciate any positive reviews on any platforms that you use. Thanks, guys.